Hello there, and welcome to the TFG1 podcast. This was supposed to be supplemental episode 3. However, due to my lack of stupidity, well, it wouldn't be a lack of stupidity, folks. It would probably be an overabundance of stupidity I recorded over my audio. So I completely wasted Mike the Birdman Dodd's time from This Week in Geek. We had recorded an excellent, excellent session. I just, for some odd reason, my audio fucked up and I saved over it and I can't get it back, and Mike's very busy, so what you're going to hear today is a bunch of clips from the Beverly Hills Cop movies, mostly from Cop 1 and Cop 2. You will also hear Bob Seger's song Shake Down, which was featured in the beginning of Cop 2. So yeah, enjoy. At the end, right before I do my closing, you will hear a mashup of Birdman's audio that we had originally recorded. So please tune in.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Cousin, my man, no dash yet. This looks like $2,000 to me. This looks like $5,000.
Jimmy, let me see.
The deal is for $5,000.
I want this pisses me off. I told my people to hook you up. They stiffed us.
No, they stiffed you, because I want my money, man.
Son of a bitch, you know, you can't count anybody today, but look, I'll tell you what, let's not fucking hassle about it now. Take the $2,000, and on the next score,
you're the end of Butch Cassidy.
I promise I'll make it up to you.
Hey, look, man, don't jerk me off, all right, man? Jerk somebody else off. This is bullshit. I need $5,000, not $2,000 thing, man. Don't do this to me.
Look, don't be unreasonable. You're not dealing with Johnny Bananas.
No, I'm not dealing with Johnny Bananas, but can I have my money? Can I say it slow for you? Look, I need $5,000. Read my lips. $5,000 is what I need. This is bullshit here. I can't do nothing with that.
No, you want to be a fucking asshole, you can take the whole
loan. I don't smoke.
I
smoke king size cake.
I can't make a price tonight.
Look this.
Nice doing business with you, kid.
We just have nothing available tonight. May I suggest next time that you call for a reservation, you do it at least a week in advance? Thank you. Hi.
Nervous some people, huh?
May I help you?
Yes, you have a reservation for us.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you have that name.
Check Rolling Stone magazine's Axel Foley. That's what it is.
Okay. No Rolling Stone, no Axel Foley. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. You guys probably made some kind of mistake with reservations. Why don't you just give me another room now? Go up and go to sleep.
I'm sorry, sir, but there are no rooms available.
Don't you think I realize what's going on here, miss? Who do you think I am, huh? Don't you think I know that if I was some hot shot from out of town that pulls inside here, and you guys made a reservation mistake, I'd be the first one to get a room, and I'd be upstairs relaxing right now. But I'm not some hot shot from out of town. I'm a small reporter from Rolling Stone magazine that's talented with an exclusive interview with Michael Jackson. It's going to be picked up by every major magazine in the country. I was going to call around article, here. Michael Jackson is sitting on top of the world. But now I think I might as well just call it Michael Jackson is still on top of the world. Tell him what room I'm in.
Of course, sir.
Axel!
Be careful, old boy. They might hit me.
and take two steps back with your hands up.
Very good.
Great.
What the hell's going on here?
Oh, shit.
What's this man doing here?
Bleeding, sir.
Rosewood?
I'm coming. He isn't wearing cuffs.
Well, he isn't actually in custody, sir.
Well, place him in custody. Would you like me to do it?
Wouldn't you like to hear my report first, sir?
You have a report that explains all this.
Yes, sir.
Well, I will be very glad to hear it.
Well, sir, Miss Jeanette Summers, the manager of Mr. Maitland's art gallery, accidentally discovered large quantities of a substance she suspected was cocaine in the art gallery's warehouse. She immediately communicated her discovery to Detective Axel Foley of the Detroit Police Force. Detective Foley was at the time cooperating in a joint Beverly Hills, Detroit investigation of narcotics trafficking. Detectives Foley and Rosewood, responding to Miss Summers' report, proceeded to the warehouse, where Rosewood did in fact discover approximately 80 kilos of cocaine. Rosewood immediately called for backup, and I dispatched our officers to this location. Sergeant Taggart here was the first to arrive at the scene. And having probable cause to believe a felony was in progress, Sergeant Taggart joined Rosewood, with Detective Foley present only as an observer, and proceeded to enter the grounds. And in the course of defending ourselves, we shot several suspects, including Mr. Maitland.
You expect me to believe that report?
That's the report I'm filing, sir.
Sergeant Taggart, why don't you tell me what happened?
Happened just like the lieutenant said, Chief.
Hey, Mike, how's it going, dude? Woo! See, a synopsis is supposed to be short, my friend, like a paragraph, not a novel. Well, yeah, as opposed to a 90-minute theatrical film. Same here, yeah, actually. Then you don't want to see my hotel bill, then, for San Francisco in March, then. If you think that's insane, oh yeah. Which is such bullshit, but okay, which is... It's also 1984, so... Oh, yeah, Billy was awesome. Actually, where I'm from, it's not uncommon. And they're ass backwards up here, too, so... With our huskies and sled dogs. It's pretty intense. Which was then later spoofed in the Clerks animated series for some random reason. I don't encourage this behavior, but I'd be really curious to find out. And... What? Bananas. Just because. It does suck bananas. I think basically what Mike's trying to say here is, all right, so obviously they find out that he's using the art to basically launder the money because it's a good way to hide the drugs in there. And obviously hilarity ensues. There's a shootout. There's like, I think there's a car chase, isn't there? Right at the end? There's like a huge shootout basically. No, because that one kicked ass. And it also has the guy who plays Detective Brass from CSI as the main, or as like one of the main bad guys, if not the bad guy, I think. Yeah, yeah, he's the little blonde dude. It is, that's Brass. Brass is the little blonde guy. Yeah, that's the dude from CSI. No, but no, yeah, like I found that completely ridiculous that he was in this movie. He later goes on to play CSI Vegas. But no, the second movie was typical 1980s cheese. Basically what it is, there's these people called the Alphabet People or whatever, and they're the Alphabet Bandit, and they commit all these crimes based on the alphabet. So they're like, A was some kind of a jewelry store, B was yeah, and then C and D was the city deposit or something. They left all the money. That was a great scene. And this film was directed by... I just got to pull the guy's name. This was directed by the same guy. Yeah, the same guy that did Top Gun. So this guy obviously has a great sense of action, comedic timing. And I think Beverly Hills Cop 2 is a much better example of the 1980s typical action comedy. And I thought this was way better than Lethal Weapon. In my... I'm sorry, Axel Foley could beat the shit out of those two. Damn right. I'm telling you, man. I'm sorry. Beverly Hills Cop was a much better action franchise. And actually, and here's what I mean. Look at the Lethal Weapon. Look at anything Richard Donner does. And anything Richard Donner does, there are fucking helicopters. It doesn't matter why. There's just helicopters there. He could be making a romance movie and there's a fucking helicopter. But yeah. So Beverly Hills Cop 2 had some of the greatest lines in it. And I remember one of the lines is they pull up to the Playboy Mansion in a dump truck, or not the dump, in a cement truck. And yeah. And then he walks into the Playboy Mansion and says, "I'm here to look at the pool." What? He's like, "Do I have to spell it out for you? Somebody took a shit in the pool." I love that bit. He starts talking to his dick. And that is one of the scenes that was so 80s. Just the way that it was shot and the music. It was sort of this musical montage, all these girls in bikinis playing volleyball for some random reason. And Hugh Hefner there. And I'm thinking, it was the tonal quality of the scene that just screamed 80s. And it's so memorable. Like, you could pretty much take any scene out of Beverly Hills Cop 2, show it to a film kid, and they'll be able to tell you when this movie was shot. Because it looks just so 80s, and that's what I love about it. But another great thing was, what's the name of the gun dealer in this movie? I can't think of his name. Not him. The other guy. The guy that ran the gun club. His underling. Dean Stockwell? Was that? No, that wasn't it. Yeah, I thought he was awesome in this movie just because he's so slimy. And then he would later go on to do a TV movie, Quantum Leap, and he would do The Langoliers, which was like a made-for-TV version of Stephen King's book. And it was just something about his performance. I always really loved this because he was the perfect slimy henchman. It's so varied. It's just so varied. He doesn't isolate himself to any one genre. They will never escape that stigma. Same with the girl from... Oh, well, I guess that's not true, because she did do Charmed. Shannon Doherty. But anyway, off topic. But yeah, I think this is the only... Yeah, I think this is the only movie I've ever seen her in, actually. And then he comes out later dressed in a leisure suit or something. And it worked, so that was the beauty part of it, too. I think this was the first movie I saw boobs in, now that I think about it, because the strippers in the club. On a side note, but yeah, like I said, this movie was fantastic. And then there's an awesome shootout right at the end of the movie, which I swear to God, John Woo must have taken one of his cues from this, because there's a shootout between the blonde bitch and Axel, and these doves fly by for just a few seconds, and that's such a John Woo moment, but nowhere near as cool. But, wow. But, and then randomly there's a rocket launcher in this movie, and then Billy's carrying two shotguns at one point. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, right, because he finds it. Nice. And these are all properties that he owns or something. He has, like, a massive armory in there, and he's... Oh, I love that scene. I wish you could have seen my face when you made that noise. It would have been epic. Who is a complete fucking yutz, but obviously. Johnny Wishbone scene? And then they threaten to call immigration on him. He's like, "I'm going to find out who you are. And if you think my name, I'll come a-running." I actually still use that line to this day. If you think Mike Dodd, I'll just come a-running. Son of Jarrell, kneel before Dodd. Or me, whatever. Whichever is more convenient for you. But yeah, like, Beverly Hills Cop 2, I think, was the peak of the franchise. Because I guess we can jump into Beverly Hills Cop 3 now. That movie sucked ass. It was diarrhea in a wine glass. Sure, it's a wine glass. It's an awesome franchise. Great characters, great characterization. But at its heart, it's still diarrhea in a wine glass. It's horrible. That movie balls. Really? Oh, right, yeah. Was Paul Reiser. Same here, actually. Yeah, one of my ex-girlfriends, I had her track this down for me on LimeWire, because I don't like to use any of those services. But she found it for me, and I was like, oh my god, it's fucking Beverly Hills Cop, and it's always a consistent play on my iTunes. Yeah, and actually, he just recently ran for mayor in Detroit, I think, and lost a little bit. And lost, unfortunately. But PG-13. See, I want them to make a Cop 4, but not Brett Ratner. Michael Bay's Beverly Hills Cop 4. That would be awesome. But with more shit blowing up and Axel Foley. It would be cool. But yeah, and there was supposed to be a Beverly Hills Cop TV series, but that got turned down. Yeah. Yeah, him and Don Simpson, yeah. He knows what he's doing. I would like to see Jerry Bruckheimer's My Little Pony, if I had to suggest any franchise. I think that'd be interesting. Michael Bay's Care Bears. Just imagine how fucking cool that would be. But yeah, I don't know. Although, like I said, the third one was Diarrhea in a Wine Glass. The one sucked. The first two are the most memorable of this series. I'd like to see the series come back in some reiteration, or maybe get the first three movies reissued on Blu-ray. But, I don't know. I mean, this was a great series. It's a great example of the 1980s action movie genre. And it's definitely one of those things that should probably be remembered for what it was, not taken too seriously. But it's a great popcorn action flick, and that's what makes it cool. This was the summer blockbuster back then. Pretty much. Because it's cool. Yeah, pretty much, exactly. That's exactly the way I feel about it. Two, you can pop in. Number one, you can do the same with. Three, you know, you could put your hand on a table and hit it with a hammer. You'd probably have more fun, and it would be over quicker. Yay. Of course, man. Yes, and also as a special. And also, Mike forgot to mention, we will be doing this as a video podcast completely naked, while wearing Care Bear costumes around our faces. You're going to have to stay tuned to find out whether I'm telling the truth or not. So if you want to see three fat naked guys, stay tuned to the GFG1 podcast. I just had a wicked idea what you should do for this outro. You need to get that clip where he's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, I'm out of here. That's how you should close out this show. There's a clip in the first Beverly Hills Cop where Axel's talking to people. He's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. I'm out of here. It's in the cigarette scene truck. That's what you should do. That's what you should do. So now that I've spoiled the surprise, but that's why Steve can edit this. Because he's a noob and I love him. Erotically. Well, of course, I am your star power. And that's pretty sad at most. That's the biggest guest you can round up is me. No, I'm kidding. I'm a pretty big deal in Ohio. No, actually, that's not. But now they know the awesomeness that is me on the Mike Miller Morning Show on Monday and Wednesday mornings on 11:50 a.m. WIMA. Now that I'm done selling myself. Well, I only have 3 minutes. Well, eventually when we get more time, but yes, the Mike Miller Morning Shows are meant to be snippets of information. So Need for Speed EA, I can't recommend it, but you probably should get it for one reason. This is probably the last one you're going to see. That which is depressing. Oh, you PC gamers, I laugh at you. That's right. Xbox 360, Nintendo Wii says fuck you. I only have to buy one system every 5 years, whereas you PC gamers, oh, wait, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, gotta upgrade. So can I, it's called the Virtual Console. Owned! That's sure, I have to play it using a Wiimote, but still, but... Actually, you know what's weird? I'm pretty sure somebody stole mine. I had one, okay, it's weird, okay, just to, before we wrap up this podcast, for more randomness... somehow in my house, we're missing a copy of Aladdin, Batman Begins on Blu-ray, and a Wiimote with a blue skin on it for no visible fucking reason. These three items have disappeared. I've torn this house apart. My former roommate Pierce tore it apart. My girlfriend and my best friend Stefan tore it apart. We can't fucking find it. Either the ghost of the Twig Studios stole it, or the house ate it. I've got my suspicions on who took it, but I can't prove it. It's because I bashed the PC game or somebody snuck into my house. He is, just more sporadically, but hey, I guess since I can announce this, we're going to be doing more stuff with Snowball as time goes on. We're launching a new show called Jump the Shark, so there's your TFG1 exclusive. That show will be launching very soon. And yeah, so don't worry, you'll hear a lot of Snowball, a lot of all of us actually, plus some new people coming onto the show. So exciting times ahead, man, exciting times. Where's my fucking Wiimote? Sorry. I said, where's my fucking Wiimote? I want to know where the hell it is. The rat bastards.
This has got to be a mistake.
There's his car.
Billy, if he's here, he must be robbing the place.
Axel? Axel.
I don't like this, Billy.
Axel.
What would he be doing here?
Maybe the Pointer Sisters live here, so...
Shh. What? Shh.
It's beer in the refrigerator, and if you like, you can go behind the bar, make yourself martinis. Wait a second, y'all on duty. No martinis for you. Perrier water is what you want, right? Guy got some swimming trunks in the bedroom. Dive in the pool. Come on, in the pool. Party time!
What are you doing in a place like this?
What are you talking about? Place like what?
Place like this. Swimming pool, jacuzzi.
What are you talking about? I'm spoiling myself rotten. Oh, you mean the construction that's going on? Yes, I'm very embarrassed about that. What I'm trying to do, though, is just confine myself to the other five bedrooms. I'm used to compromising my lifestyle.
Bullshit. You've stolen this house.
How the fuck can you steal a house? This is my uncle's house.
Is he in rock and roll?
No! Well, look at the big titties. Yo, man, look at this. Titties, orange juice, beer. Will you go put your trunks on and get in this pool?
I want you out of this pool and out of this house in 7 minutes. You're still a goddamn police officer, for Christ's sake. You're gonna get us all in deep shit.
Well, I love when you talk dirty. Get your mad ass in this pool with me.
Axel, get out of the goddamn pool!
I told you this was slippery! Hey, Taggart! What's taking you so long?
What do you think? Sharp, huh? Hey, I'm sorry I'm late, but I run into this broad.
You're the fucking guy with the truckload of cigarettes that day. Remember I told you about him? You told the cops he was from Buffalo?
Hey, man, take off your glasses. I thought that was you, man. You almost got busted. I did get busted. I lost my whole investment because of you. Vinny, what the hell is wrong with you, man? You know I'm a businessman. I got to work.
What?
You come inside here half hour late, and on top of all that, you're going to bring the goddamn cops with you, too?
What are you talking, cop? He ain't no cop.
That's Dirty Harry himself, man. What the fuck is wrong with you going to bring him in here?
You calling me a cop?
You definitely a cop.
He ain't no cop. He's my nephew.
Well, the dude is definitely bad luck. I don't know what he is to you. He's bad luck to me.
Bad luck? I'll fucking tell you it's bad luck. My friend's in a prison body shop fixing all the cars he smashed that day because you had to fuck around. This guy's a fucking clown.
Hey, wait a second.
What the fucking cops?
Check you for a wire, man. You ain't no cop.
Fucking daddy.
Oh, why can't I check you if he ain't a cop? If he ain't wired, why can't I
stop the boat?
Why can't I frisk him? Why can't I? Why won't he let me frisk him then?
Cut the bullshit.
Why can't I frisk him if he ain't got the wire?
Cut the bullshit, man. Look, I got 2,000 blank American Express cards right now. Gold. You got the money? You want to do business or what?
I have the money and I do want to do business, but with you, I ain't doing nothing in front of this dude because this dude is a cop. I know I can smell a pig inside the room. I used to be a Muslim, man. And I know that's Park over here. And then, yes, Park. It's definitely Park. I ain't doing shit around this dude, man. You want to do business? You know where to find me. Fuck you, man.
You
call me a cop?
Come here. Come here.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
Inspector T, how you doing?
fuck is this?
So, blue slip.
What in the hell you need $1,000 for?
Little flash money?
Flash money? Well, let's see here. $2,000 for a suit? $200 for a tie? A requisition order for a Ferrari? I don't want to see any more of these blue slips. We're not going to see some arrest slips.
I know that you're getting upset, and I know that you have reason to be upset, but let me tell you something, Chief. I am close. I'm so close now. I'm closer than I've been, and it's making me crazy because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
All I smell is your bullshit. For 6 months, I've been pouring money down a bottomless hole. Where the bad guys at the end of this rainbow?
Wait a second. Look, I just thought that if there was a problem...
Don't think, Axel. It makes my dick itch. The truth is, this apartment's fronted you a fortune. And my ass is on the line. I okayed all this shit. It's been out of my fucking mind to keep letting you talk me into this shit. But I can't pull out till I get some kind of bust or my career is finished. But I promise you, I won't go down alone. I'm gonna give you 3 days. If I don't see some results by then, I'm gonna cover my own ass. How do you like that arrangement?
If I only have 3 days to do this, I have to go deep undercover. I'm undercover deep now. This is deep. But I'm going deeper. I don't want no more money or nothing, but I'm going deep, 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 deep undercover. So you sign that for me, and I'm going so deep, sir, you not even know where people are going to try to page me. Excellent. No answer, because I'm going to be deep undercover.
I'm tired of your bullshit, Foley. You got 3 days. If I don't see some results by then, I'm going to grind your ass in the dog meat. You got that?
Deal. I'll have a dog meat ass. Now, could you please sign my authorization for my flash money, please?
Flash money. Just make sure nothing happens to that Ferrari. That's a $50,000 automobile, you know.
Oh, no, no, no. It's $67,000 in fast. It goes from 100 to 150 in, like...
You just better make sure nothing happens to it.
Don't worry about a thing. Car is safe. I'm driving the car. No one else will be in the car but me. 24 hours of that, I will be in the car. I will sleep, eat, drink. Shit. You thought I was gonna be real shit. Why I look like shit in the car? I ain't gonna shit. Don't worry about a thing, though. I am on the job. Don't worry about a thing. I'm on the job.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Hello there. You has reached the home of George Kingfish Stevens. I'm sorry I'm not in now, but I done gone down to the large hall. But if you like, you can leave a message at the tone and I'll get back to you at my earliest inconvenience.
Excuse me, we're the owners of this house.
They haven't taken possession yet. They're in Hawaii for a week while the construction's happening.
Is there a foreman around? Thank you.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please. Stop it. Stop what you're doing. I'm Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Building Inspector. Everybody stop what you're doing. I'd like to speak with your foreman, please. Everyone stop. You, put the bucket down. Put the bucket down. Somebody give me the foreman. I'd like to see the foreman. Can you give me the foreman, please?
Here.
You're the foreman?
Yeah.
Well, I need to see the plans, then, for this house, because you're making a very big fucking mistake. Get the plans for me, please.
Who are you?
Stop working. I'm Axel Foley, the Beverly Hills Building Investigator. Didn't they tell you I was coming?
No.
They didn't?
No.
But give me the goddamn plans. Can you guys stop working, please? Stop it. Get the plans. Stop working. Give me the plans.
Whoa, wait a second. This is wrong.
What?
These are wrong.
What do you mean?
These are wrong plans.
Why?
These are the old plans.
Old?
These are the old plans.
What are you talking about?
Weren't you at the meeting?
No.
With the Andersons before they went up to Hawaii?
No.
They didn't tell you to come to the meeting?
No.
I was there to change these plans.
I don't know.
The Andersons before they went up to Hawaii, they changed the plans.
Oh, man.
The plans have been changed. They're not supposed to be any right angles on this building.
Wait.
You, stop working.
Stop working.
You guys have destroyed these people's houses, and now I have to change this.
No right angles. This thing's round as a donut.
What are you, a fucking art critic?
No.
They got the money, want to live in a donut? Let them live inside a donut. You know, people get money and lose their mind. So people say, I want to live in a roundhouse.
Right.
You got the money for it? Fuck it. Guys, stop. Look. Just stop it. I'm going to have to straighten this whole thing out. I'm going to have to talk to my people, and then they'll talk to their people, and then they'll talk to your people, and maybe this whole thing can get taken care of and nobody get fired, okay?
I just did what they showed
you. Well, you did the right thing, but whoever gave you this, an asshole. Stop. Everybody, just come on down, go home, relax. You got the week off, and we'll straighten this whole thing out. Just leave it in my hand. And I think you should give your boys a big round of applause, because you have done a good job. Because other than the house being square, it's beautiful. You've done a good job for yourself. But go home now and relax for the rest of the week. I'll straighten this whole thing out. It's Miller time.
All right, thank you. So you're going to straighten all this stuff out, huh?
Will you stop worrying and go home?
trust me. Can somebody clean some of this shit up before you leave, though?
My name is Johnny Wishbone. Johnny Wishbone, and I'm a psychic from the island of St. Croix. Yes, I'm a psychic from the island of St. Croix, and I read in the St. Croix Gazette that the Beverly Hills Police Department having some trouble figuring out crimes. So what I did was come to Beverly Hills to help the police out. They tell me they don't want my help. They don't need my help, so I'm going to go on my merry way. I'm a psychic. I'm a psychic phenomenon. Watch this. I don't know who you are, but watch this. Your name is, Lutz, right? Chief Lutz, that's your name, see? The name pop inside my head like that. And your name is,
Biddle?
Biddle, yes, see? You give 2 more seconds, I would say to myself, I don't need no help from no one because I'm Johnny Wishbone, psychic extraordinaire. If you need me, just think Johnny Wishbone and I come running. Lutz and Biddle, it's like kibbles and bits, but different. Excuse me.
Got angina the minute I saw Foley. Axel's got 9 lives, I don't.
You boys ready? Let's go. Come on now, both of you guys know that guy Lutz is a shit for brain tenor and politician. And his boy Bill, he couldn't catch the outfit killer if he nuked the city. We gotta do this, the three of us. All for one, one for all.
Hey, Lutz is about to fire our asses. I'll lose my pension, my medical. I got a wife and 2 kids to feed, Axel.
You got 2 kids, not a wife and 2 kids.
Shut up, Billy. She might come back.
Maureen's divorcing him again. She moved in with her mother.
Look, 2 years ago, I almost lost my job. Man put his neck on the line for me, all right? Now, he's laying in the hospital somewhere unconscious. I'm not gonna just go back to Detroit without helping him. And what's shocking me is that his boys don't even have any loyalty for him.
Okay, okay. Don't give me this crap about loyalty, though. Andy and I joined the force together.
What's in the bag?
My vitamins.
Give them to me.
You want my vitamins?
Give them to me.
You want all my vitamins?
Yes. An hour.
Enjoy good health.
Excuse me. 1 second. What year is this?
73.
Yes, it is a 73.
I know.
You? Yes, I'm from Metalux, explosive research company. You have a Russell Fielding working here?
Yes.
He ordered these plutonium nitrate, multi-explosive, sound-seeking projectiles. Here they go. Have a nice day.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Metalux?
Yes, Metalux, explosive research company.
I don't show any record of that delivery here in my log. I think there must be some mistake. I think your company must have made a mistake.
No, I haven't made a mistake. Y'all made a mistake.
No. You don't understand. You see, I know about every delivery that comes into here, and they put it right here in this little log. I'll tell you what. We'll straighten this out with research, right?
No, let me explain something to you, okay? This is a sound-seeking projectile. I suggest you don't use the telephone. You don't sneeze. You don't cough. You don't do anything. And if you have to break wind, maybe one of them little quiet, sneaky ones, because the slightest peep in your designer jeans ain't gonna fit no more. Now, y'all can work this out after I go. Have a nice day.
Excuse me. Do you know what I just realized? You could do me a big favor and just drop this off at Mr. Fielding's office on your way out.
Hey, let me explain something to you, all right? I have a friend named Bootsy that got killed doing some shit like this not too long ago. I ain't gonna carry this just because y'all made a mistake. I carry from A to B. I have nothing to do with C, okay? I have a wife and 2 kids, and I'd like to see my twin daughters, Monique and Unique, again.
It's just right on your way out. It's no problem if you could just take it off my desk, drop it off at Mr. Fielding's. He could call research. They could
what about my daughters, Monique and Unique? What about them? What's in it for me? What's in it for my family?
What do you want?
What's in it for me? I risked my life. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? I have beautiful daughters. You asking me to risk my life? What am I going to get out of this? $10? I have twin daughters with pigtails.
Would you please just take that off my desk and drop it off at Mr. Fielding's? Please, that's all I have now. If you could just please take it for me. I'm sorry, that's it.
Where's his office?
Along the corridor, down the steps. It's just right near your way out. You see the name on the office. It's just right there.
I'm just doing this for my kids. This is the same way Bootsy got killed. All they found was $20 and a pair of Adidas. Down the hallway, right?
Along the corridor, down the stairs.
both got fucked up.
Thank you.
Shoe money for my daughters.
Thank you.
$5 a shoe. It's 4 shoes.
Can I have a Coke with no ice?
Yeah, one Coke, no ice. Coming up. There you go.
Who's the popular blonde?
That's Nick Thamopoulos. He owns this place. Hey, that's $7, buddy.
For a Coke? I can get blown for $7.
Into the crowded line, break down, take down, you busted, busted, shake down, break down, take down. Hurry, just about the time you think it's all right.
Thank you for listening to the TFGN podcast. Please tune in next time when I'll be reviewing 5 episodes from Transformers Generation 1 Season 2. Those being Autobot Spike, Changing Gears, City of Steel, Attack of the Autobots, and Traitor. Thank you for joining me on the TFG1 podcast. There are four ways to get in touch with me or leave feedback for the podcast. First is that you can visit PredaconEmpire.com forums and get all your Transformers discussion topics there. The second is that you can follow me on Twitter. My name there on there is TFG1 Podcast. That's TFG1 Podcast. The third is you can visit the Earth2.net forums. That's www.earth-2.net. I have a thread over there for the podcast, and the fourth is the email address, which is tfg1podcast@gmail.com. For now, I am Michael Blanchard, saying in the immortal words of Optimus Prime, transform and roll out, and thank you for listening. Until next time.